Voters in Iraq's Kurdistan region will go to the polls on April 30th to take part in the country's parliamentary elections and at the same time choose Kurdistan's provincial councils. Some analysts believe council elections are of great significance. That's because the region has not held council elections for 9 years. Observers say that some Kurdish voters think they can introduce important political changes through the council elections.
Up until now, there have been two parties in Kurdistan that have had power in the region. These two parties have more of a bourgeois policy. The other group that has not received anything contains more than 60% of the population and feels that its destiny lies between these two big parties. That's why this group thinks it's important to have a third authority to replace the two parties.
The ruling Kurdistan Democratic Party still expects to win the majority of the votes in Kurdistan's three provinces. Candidates say changes in the law will allow the councils to have greater power.
Previously, the governor was appointed by the Interior Ministry, but now, according to this new law, the provincial councils have full power through the governor because the councils elect him or her according to the people's votes.
Some believe that this decentralization of power will allow the councils to play a bigger role in services and development. Some observers expect significant changes following a 9-year gap in council elections. Kurdistan's parliamentary elections last year saw the main opposition party win second place and form a coalition government. The upcoming council elections will reveal if that's still the political balance that voters want. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.